Recent polls put Donald Trump's approval rating in New Jersey at less than 40%. Moreover, a massive Democratic turnout last fall, arguably fueled by Trump's unpopularity, propelled Democrats to take 4 GOP-held House seats in addition to many local offices. It sure seems like having Trump around is treating New Jersey Democrats very well. So why in the world would Dems want to mess that up? In what seems like a move governed by foolishness to say the least, Senate Democrats on Thursday backed a bill to deny presidential and vice presidential candidates a spot on the ballot if they refuse to release their tax returns. The legislation, which hasn't been considered yet by the Assembly, is clearly aimed at Trump, who infamously broke with recent tradition and refused to make his tax returns public during the 2016 campaign. Thursday's vote roused Morris County Republicans, who promptly dispatched an electronic message to the party faithful headlined, "You are being disenfranchised as a voter." Demanding a call to arms, the missive darkly warned, "If the New Jersey State Senate gets its way, President Trump won't appear on the ballot." Actually, even if the Senate does get its way, Trump would appear on the ballot if he released his tax returns. It is revealing how Republicans are so quick to exempt Trump from a practice presidential candidates from both parties have done routinely for the past 40 years or so. Still, it's hard to see this legislation going anywhere. Even if it is passed and signed by the governor, its constitutionality is certainly suspect. Creating a type of litmus test before a candidate can get on the presidential ballot does not pass the smell test. A chief opponent of the idea is Republican State Senator Joe Pinocchio of District 26, which covers parts of Morris, Essex, and Passaic counties. The senator raises a legitimate point when he says, "Why limit income tax disclosure to presidential and vice presidential candidates? Why not have the requirement also apply to state legislators? Don't hold your breath. Legislation conceived purely for political purposes is not usually well thought out. This one is no exception. One obvious oversight is that unless things radically change, Trump's presence at the top of the 2020 Republican ticket in New Jersey is likely going to benefit Democrats, just as his presence in the White House helped Democrats last November. Democrats should grasp that turning Trump into some sort of a martyr would be counterproductive."